Welcome back into the program. It's Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM and the Tiger Communications app. JJ Jackson hanging out with Tom Peavy and Bill Bailey. All of our Sports Call callers and guests, will they join us on the Auburn Bank phone line? Auburn Bank has been your hometown bank for over 110 years. You can visit them online at auburnbank.com for more information. Your partner, your neighbor, your friend. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Auburn Bank is our proud sponsor of the Sports Call phone line, as we will use that Auburn Bank phone line to take a trip to Montgomery down I-85. And J.G. Tate from auburnsports.com is there to hang out with us for a little bit. J.G., how was your weekend? How are you?
My weekend was good. My Monday has not been awesome. I guess you guys are getting the storms that we just had maybe an hour ago here.
They're supposed, according to the radar, they're supposed to be on the way here to the Auburn area, so we've already kind of done our little PSA on get out of the mobile homes if you need to and be ready and all that kind of fun stuff. So sounded like it was a humdinger over there in Montgomery.
Yeah, the sky turned green, and man, I'm telling you, when you see green, that's trouble.
Wow. Well, JG, I'm going to start this with the Auburn stuff right now because a discussion we just had here in the studio. You look at Auburn recruiting rankings right now, and Auburn is showing up as dead last, looking up at the likes of Vanderbilt and Ole Miss. Right now, and this is even with Caden Story coming on board, you got the number one kicker, all this, but you're still looking up at the entire conference. Should Auburn fans be worried right now at all as far as that goes?
I mean, I don't think worry is the right word. I think you got to be realistic. You've got a coaching staff, specifically a head coach, who came here from out of this zone of the country. Like, nobody here knows who Ryan Harsin is. I mean, even I know there's other coaches in the SEC that are newcomers. Shane Beamer's a good example. Came in from Oklahoma. But he's coached in this league before. He's been in South Carolina before. So he's kind of a name that some people can know, and you can relate to it very easily. Ryan Harsin's been out on the West Coast for most of his career, and that's where he became, you know, big-time guy. I think it just takes a while for him to be able to ingratiate himself with the families and the coaches and the prospects themselves to convince them that it's worth kind of taking a chance with him. So that's why I think they're having trouble right now. It's not going to be a permanent thing. I think if they go out there and play the way that I know they're capable of this fall, it'll pick up as the fall moves along. And when you get down to December and it's time for the early signing period, I think they're going to get done what you expect them to get done. I don't think this is going to be a banner year for them, but I would have told you that 6 months ago. I think it's going to be an okay year, and I think they kind of set themselves up to start pulling really good players in next year.
Right. The one thing that I always kind of look at is the fact that they have not put a product on the field yet. So how important is that for these kids that are looking to come here? You can sell Auburn on Auburn. You can sell the family atmosphere and everything that goes with Auburn, but without a product on the field, that seems like that has to be hurting the ability to bring guys in here to, hey, you fit the system we're gonna do. Well, how do you say that? Because you haven't even seen the system yet.
You got that for sure. Because I'm somebody who follows the program all the time. I don't know exactly what to expect or what they're going to look like. But I think the bigger point, and you made it earlier, is that Auburn kind of sells itself. I think a lot of kids come to Auburn because of Auburn, because of the community, because of the kind of place that it is.
Right.
And until June, they couldn't even sell those kids on that because they couldn't come. And even to this point, they've had lots of kids come in for visits. They had some great, great kids come in for Big Cat Weekend. But I still think they've only probably given a chance maybe to 25% of their desired recruits, maybe 30%, to be able to get on campus and see it themselves and be enveloped by what it's like to be in Auburn, Alabama, and these folks in this community. They haven't even had a chance to do that. So, again, they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep hustling at it. I think Auburn does sell itself, like you mentioned. It's just you got to give them time because it was a year and a half where they couldn't do that.
Talk a little bit about Caden's story, if you would. Obviously, you know, big boy coming in from just right down the road. Brother just went to Bama. Great family. Head coach, Cliff Story. I've known him for years. I mean, just a great guy, great football guy as well. But when you look at Caden's story, what's kind of some of the upside and some of the downside of him coming in, you think, for his first year here next year?
Yeah, he looks like a great athlete to me. He's got the kind of body that Will Muschamp taught me years ago is the kind you're looking for. You want these flexible kids with long arms and long levers, and those kids more than likely, especially on the defensive line, turn out pretty good. And he's that guy. He has the right kind of body. I just met him at Big Cat Weekend for the first time. It was my chance to really kind of talk to him and get to know him a little bit. Really like him. I think he's mature. I love the way that he kind of looked at his recruiting. A lot of these kids get caught up in the attention, and I didn't feel like that's what he was doing. I felt like he was more analytical about it. I definitely thought he was a major Auburn lean, and it turns out he committed on Sunday, so over UCF. I was floored in that one because he was talking a lot with Derek Mason, but Gus Malzahn was his lead recruiter for UCF. I mean, I covered Gus for, 70 years as a head coach, and I don't know as though he ever took lead on a player.
Wow.
So that was crazy to me. Again, Caden is a great athlete. He's got the size you're looking for. I think he's got the toughness you're looking for. If anything, he's just kind of raw, and the league that he's in isn't necessarily, you know, the number one league in the world. So it's just kind of a matter of, you know, how quickly is he going to be able to acclimate to the way they play at Auburn. But, hey, man, Courtney Taylor came from a 1A school, and he was fine. So, you know, we'll just see how it goes. I think he's got a ton of upside.
Talking with J.G. Tate here on the Monday edition of Sports Call. Speaking of receivers, Caden Pope, Darius Clement, a couple of guys that Auburn's looking at. You know, you talk about scheme coming into this offense. I mean, how big of a deal is it to try to get at least one, if not both, of these receivers in? Because we kind of – I have an idea of what Harsin's going to run. Like you said, we have an idea. We're not sure, you know, if it's going to come to fruition. But to get 2 4-star guys, that would definitely help out, at least even on paper, the recruiting rankings at this point.
Yeah, for sure. I think these kids just want to see what the usage is going to be like at wide receiver. And Bo Nix has got a lot. They can unlock a lot of potential out of him for this season. I mean, I just think he underachieved last year, and I think it was things that were beyond his control that I think are going to get fixed and straightened out of this season. So I think wide receiver is going to have a better year in general. You've already got one kid committed in Jay Fair coming in from Texas. They love this kid, absolutely love him. He's kind of a unique situation insofar as he just doesn't do a lot of the camps. So people, you know, like in Rivals and the other major networks, just don't see him as much. He's a 3-star, and I think it's just kind of a placeholder ranking, really, for him, because they don't know how to rank him because he's not out in the circuits very much. But Auburn loves him. Darius Clemens is the wideout from Portland, Oregon. I would say he's the number one guy on their list. It's pretty much down to Auburn and Oregon at this point. I think it's going to be tough to pull him out of there. But Harsin has kind of taken this one on personally. This is a kid that, like, Auburn, his position coach at Auburn would be Corn Williams. He didn't know him until, you know, we started getting involved with Harsin getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a tough pull, but they continue to feel like they've got a shot there. If they get Darius and they also get Jay Fair, I think he would take a third wide out, but he'd have to do some talking to get that done. I'm just curious to see how that'll shake out.
Talking about Auburn football with J.G. Tate, let's pivot just a little bit, J.G. What have you thought about this first month of NIL?
It was really, really hot there the first week, and then I feel like it kind of cooled off. And so I'm interested to see how this is going to be, let's say, 2 or 3 months from now. I mean, it seems like, you thought everybody was going to make $100,000 in the beginning, and now it's like everybody's hunting for $1,000, with the exception of the quarterbacks. So I think we're starting to see the realism sneak in, the pragmatism of this, that there's not that much money out there for these players. I mean, Bo Nix is a huge player, and you could argue some of these other guys, you know, Papo is a big-time player, and there's others, Smoke Monday. But, you know, if you're looking at 85 scholarship guys, I mean, how many of them hold a lot of advertising appeal? Maybe 10?
Yeah.
So it ends up being just kind of a little bit overrated in a sense. I'm really fired up about the kids. I think they should have been making this money all along, but I just don't know if it's going to be the extravaganza that some people predicted.
Yeah. Well, J.G., that's on NIL on just the football scheme, but obviously the person that everybody around town has been talking about is Sunisa Lee on the gymnastics side with Team USA. How big is the NIL with a kid like that who would have probably never come to Auburn had it not been for NIL, but now with that, she can come in here and make millions upon millions of dollars as kind of the face of U.S. gymnastics?
Yeah, this worked out perfectly for her. I mean, she's going to show up, you know, 6 weeks after this thing goes into effect or whatever.
Right.
Perfect. And I agree. I think that her marketability is off the charts. I think she's going to be – I mean, she may end up being the most internationally recognized Auburn athlete, like the minute she walks on campus. I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, Bo Jackson has been that guy for a long time.
Right.
And he certainly was an international name and brand for sure. But Sunisa comes in here, she's already completely international, and she has a chance to get even bigger. She may end up being the biggest rock star they've ever had at Auburn. It's crazy. I still think she probably would have come to Auburn because her parents were so serious about doing it, but I'm sure I'm glad she's going to be able to pocket $5 million without having to forfeit anything, you know.
JG, so let's go back while we're talking about NIL. Go back to your days at Transylvania University. What kind of sponsorships would JG Tate have had if he were the athlete?
Yeah, I wasn't much of an athlete, but my wife was a sweeper for the field hockey team, and I guarantee you, buddy, she'd have made at least $25 or $30 a month from Fazoli's or whatever. That would have been useful. About all it would have been worth, though.
JG, I'm sure about it. You would have had to have had a bourbon contract of some sort, right?
I wish I would have if I had any athletic ability. No. I was certainly drinking lots of Maker's Mark back then.
JG, tell us about what's going on at AuburnSports.com. I know you guys have a growing staff and a lot of things going on there.
Yeah, definitely. We got Brian Stoltz has come over from Auburn Wire, and he used to be at SEC Country as well. He's been doing some team stuff for us and really fired up about him. Auburn graduate, he's really fired up just to be writing about the Tigers. And, of course, we got Brian doing some Tigers and recruiting. And we've got Christian Clemente, one of our young guys. You know, he just turned 21, but you'd be amazed how industrious this young man is doing some team coverage and some recruiting. So we're always adding people, and we're always trying to be the most comprehensive place to get all of your Auburn information. And, of course, the Bunker is a great place to hang out. Tom Peavy knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I've heard of that place.
Yes.
JG, we appreciate the time. We can't wait to see you soon. Thank you for taking the call today.
All right. Appreciate you guys. See ya.